This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
WMDX. John and Gordy in the morning.
Good morning. Happy Friday.
It's up, up.
Hey, ho.
All right.
Here we go.
Yep, we're on our way this morning.
We're off and running.
It's not a bad morning, right? I mean, it's fairly temperate outside. I mean, it's just kind of nice. No frost on the car windows.
No frost at all.
It's going to be toasty today.
29 degrees right now.
Yeah.
What do you think the afternoon high is going to be?
Yeah, what's it
going to be? There was only a way that we could tell.
Well, I don't know. You know, there ought to be a reliable way. An infallible way to find out.
You think?
I think we have all the equipment we need.
Got a lot of choices now.
We do.
We got weather roulette wheel. We have the one-arm bandit. We have the, what else? The lottery balls. We haven't done the lottery balls in a long
time.
It's
Friday. That's what we do on Friday. We take our balls out.
Okay.
We gamble. We've got a lot of equipment backed up in the studio.
Let's see what the first number is going to be.
Just to come up with a temperature.
Four. Second number?
Yeah.
Also a four.
Wow.
Wow, there are two four.
That's
I didn't realize. How did that?
Yeah,
okay.
How did we get to?
I don't know. 44 degrees will be the high today.
Well, it's an old lottery machine. They had double numbers in there.
Double balls?
Yeah, double balls.
Okay. Boy, we got a lot to get to today. I don't know how we're going to get it all in.
We do. We have tributes all day long.
right.
And we're going to get to a tribute to Bob Uecker, fantastic voice of baseball.
Yeah.
And then we'll get to a lot of little theme music from Twin Peaks.
Yeah, David Lynch.
David Lynch passed away as well.
Yeah.
That's going to happen all morning long.
Yeah, we're going to talk to.
And we have a conversation with one of our other stations,
James Kelly,
about Leinenkugel.
Yes, Leinenkugels.
Now, what's going to happen is Leinenkugel is going to go to Milwaukee and do all the brewing there, and they're going to close down the one in Chippewa Falls. Now, that's not a really great idea because, you know, Leinenkugel is actually a tourist attraction.
Yes.
I mean, it's the place to go. And to close it down would be just kind of...
It'd be awful.
Well, it wouldn't be corporately responsible, I think.
Hmm. Yeah, Jake and Dick Leinenkugel have made an offer to just take the name back and run the brewery, right?
Right, exactly. Make a profit. Whatever they can do, they will do, but still under the head of, the main brewer.
Right. Well, Coors.
I hate Coors. I guess we'll have to mention it a few times, but yuck.
Well, they rejected this idea.
Yes, they did.
But
yes.
The idea is still,
it's still
viable.
Not, yeah.
So we'll see what happens in a few days.
Yeah, there's a Hail Mary offer on the table, and hopefully they will take that and keep the community alive and well.
So we'll talk to James Kelly from Civic Media News in about an hour.
But if you want to kind of get a little bit of entertainment, we have a whole bunch of Bob Uecker stuff coming up during the Idiocracy segment, which we're going to can today, but we're just going to play Bob Uecker, who is a fantastic comedian, by the way.
Oh, great. Just funny as hell.
I wanted to play some of the stuff from The Tonight Show, but a lot of the things that were on The Tonight Show were very visual. He always brought in these cards, pictures on it.
Right.
Describing
yes.
it.
Yes.
Yeah,
pretty
the one
funny
that,
stuff.
The one that caught my attention, I just love, and I wish we could, you know, somehow, you know, relay that on the air here. But, you know, he was talking about being a catcher.
Yeah.
And he called himself a chaser instead of a catcher.
Instead of a catcher.
Because he dropped the ball a lot and missed
it. Yeah, he was a second string catcher.
Yeah.
Didn't see a lot of action.
But. Yeah, and he got dinged a little bit by you know, one of the pitches, and he's like crouched over the home plate, and the ball is sitting next to his leg. And
right.
a lot of times he couldn't find the ball, and then the ump would find the ball, pick it up, and give it to him, you know?
Yeah.
So how do you, yeah, I think it's, how do you catch a curveball?
Mm.
I think that was the line he said. How do you catch a curveball? Well, you wait and you pick it up off the ground. But anyway, you know,
so
it's
funny.
A very visual stuff, and he's fantastic. He really is.
Yeah. 90 years old.
Yeah, yeah. Mm.
Yeah, he was one of a kind. All those appearances. I think he was on the Carson show more than 60 times.
Yeah, well, he mentions that. It was a rumor, he said. But we also have a clip from his very last interview, and he was 90 years old during that last interview. So we've got that, and a beer commercial that he did, always poking fun at himself.
Sure.
And he did sing Take Me Out to the Ball Game at Wrigley. We've got that coming up, his own version of it. So,
yeah, and we've got the ABC News bio on him. Yeah.
Yes, and a little segment of his Hall of Fame speech, which I thought was really, really interesting and very Wisconsin.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Talked about the Oleo margin. controversy over not having any color. So,
okay.
Remember you had to go to the Illinois border to get yellow oleomargarine?
I don't remember that one. But,
no? You guys don't remember that?
No.
I think this happened before I was born, but you couldn't buy margarine at one point in Wisconsin, could you?
No, you can't. You could, but you couldn't color it. You couldn't make it look like butter.
Oh,
because this is the dairy state.
Right.
We protected butter in this state, and you had to have like a white block of fat on your table. You could not have yellow, buttery-looking fat on your table.
Mm-hmm. That's the way. That was the law back then.
That was the law.
So do you want to get to the National Day calendar, or should we play the ABC News thing on Bob Uecker? Just a little wrap-up of his life. What do you want to do? Call an audible.
Huh? Well, I don't know. I think we should get to the calendar.
Okay. All right.
We'll play all that stuff.
We'll get to that.
Yep.
All the Uecker stuff along the way. All right. Well, here it is, January 17th. What is it today? Is it Popeye the Sailor Man Day? Is it National Classy Day? Is it National Paper Day? National Bootleggers Day or National Hot Buttered Rum Day? What day is it not?
It's not National Paper Day.
You're right, for a change. Gave you an easy one there.
Yeah.
It is Popeye the Sailor Man Day.
You know, I get it right once, and you call it, you gave me an easy one, you know, make it simple. Thanks.
That's Friday.
Thanks a lot. Thanks for all that credit. I work hard on this to try to come up with the right answer.
Okay. I held up the paper right in front of your face.
Said, I don't know why you're
National Paper
that.
Day.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Popeye the Sailor Man Day.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
I watched those cartoons all the time when I was a little kid.
Popeye the Sailor would have been 95 today. Yeah.
Popeye the Sailor Man. Now I am what I am, and that's all what I am. I'm Popeye the Sailor Man. Now I'm what.
You say he's 95?
Okay. Well, yes, it marks his 95th birthday today.
He looked 96 back then.
Yeah. You know, it was based on a real guy.
Yeah.
It's created by somebody named L.Z. Chrysler. Cigar.
You should definitely look that up on the internet. They have a picture of this guy, and he is
Popeye. I know. Yeah, the guy they modeled him after.
Yeah.
I'm trying to find that name. Can't find it. Okay, never mind.
But, it, you know, the thing is, it was a Max Fleischer cartoon. And they did amazing things with animation.
Yeah,
they were pioneers in it. And sometimes those cartoons looked three-dimensional.
Yeah.
And the shading and shadowing and just making things look real in black and white, animated. I always loved that stuff, and that just inspired me to become an artist.
Is that right?
Yeah.
What happened?
I got misdirected in a radio, and then I didn't make any money at all.
You got kicked out of art school.
I did. I got kicked out of art school.
Oh, well. You know, not only Popeye, but Olive Oil and Bluto.
Bluto.
Wimpy.
Yeah. Yeah, Wimpy.
I'd gladly play you Tuesday for a hamburger today.
That's right. Yeah. Yes.
Oh, that was a good show. Good Popeye memories there. Okay.
We've got something to add to the calendar. Doug texts in. He says it's blow up the SpaceX Starship Day.
Yeah, and we're not talking about that.
Do you know what he's talking about?
Oops.
Yes.
Yeah, it blew up.
It blew up.
What happened?
It showered it down like a meteor storm.
Yes, and there was debris everywhere, apparently. They're trying to put that one on the back burner somehow.
No.
A rapid, unscheduled disassembly is what they call it.
That's it.
Elon doesn't ever have any disasters under his under his belt.
No, it wasn't his fault.
No.
National Classy Day. Let's be classy, okay? Classy people draw others to them, it says here.
Mm-hmm.
They have a grace and a knack for bringing light into a room with humor, beauty, or inspiration. For example, American comedian Betty White. Was graced.
Oh, no, she was classy.
She was classy. Yeah.
It's a good example.
It is. Okay. So be classy today. Okay. Here's some other people that were classy. Jackie Kennedy Onassis.
Mm-hmm.
Barbara Bush.
Okay.
Right. Sacagawea. Julia Child. Eleanor Roosevelt.
Julia Child is classy.
Julia Child. now we're going to.
She was wild and she knew it. You know?
Out of the oven.
I don't think she'd ever, describe herself as classy.
I just love Dan Aykroyd's take on Julia Child on SNL when she cuts her finger.
That was groundbreaking. Yeah. It really was.
Blood
that was like one
of
the very first, episodes where they had blood squirting all over the set.
It was great.
Yeah.
National Bootleggers Day and National Hot Buttered Rum Day. So have some hot buttered rum today.
If you're a bootlegger.
Yeah, see, it all ties together. Yeah,
it does.
Okay, that's it for the National Day calendar. We've got history coming up right around the corner and so much more on this special edition of the John and Gordy Show, right?
Yes, we celebrate Twin Peaks.
Yes.
You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
WMDX. John and Gordy in the morning.
It's a Friday.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Celebrating Twin Peaks.
Yeah. David Lynch passing away yesterday.
Yeah.
It was 79? 78. 70, almost 79.
Something like that.
78.
Smoked an awful lot.
Apparently,
said he couldn't think without smoking. He loved the smell of the smoke, lighting of the cigarette.
Right.
he went into this long description about the thrill he got from smoking cigarettes.
Well, yeah.
And he knew it would cause some kind of problem later on.
And it did.
Yeah.
Emphysema, I believe, last couple of years. Yeah. Watching video of the explosion of... the SpaceX Starship yesterday.
The Starship blew up.
Do we know what was on the rocket? What were they launching?
I don't know. Some more Starlink satellites. I guess. I don't know. Apparently, the booster landed sort of okay. So they're showing some of that.
How are we watching that? I mean, what was there a camera following it?
They have cameras all over the place, John. I mean,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah, well, that... Oops,
look at... See, oops, now that didn't look good. Okay.
All right, we're watching. Actually, that's the...
That's the boosted landing.
Yeah, that's landing.
And it didn't look like it was going to go okay, but it did, mostly.
All right.
Okay, so, Sam, what about the history books for today? What do we got?
Let's see. Let's dial up the book today.
Mm-hmm. Okay, get the Kindle going.
Yeah. All right.
That new e-ink display on the phone that you were talking about from CES.
Yes, yeah. Wasn't it? Just fantastic.
You're just so excited about it.
I know. Let's turn it on.
Let's see. Today in 1893, this one's not so fun history. Today in 1893, the U.S. Overthrew the Hawaiian government, and it looks like they're maybe going to try that again in Greenland.
Probably.
Panama.
It's been a while since we've taken over a country, so why not?
But we've got this story coming up pretty soon here.
Make imperialism great again.
Yeah, yeah, right? We're going to go to war with Denmark and...
What's the Peter Sellers movie where they...
Oh,
a little island takes on a big country? Oh, I don't know.
I can't remember.
Never mind. Keep going, Sam.
All right, back to the history books. Yeah. Today in 1928, the photo booth was patented. Mm-hmm. The old school photo booth where it took your picture and then it dunked the film into chemicals and then it spit out a film strip.
Yeah.
It
took like 5 or 10 minutes for the thing.
Oh, did it take that long?
It took a while.
And then today in 1955, the USS Nautilus, the very first nuclear-powered submarine, it departed on its maiden voyage.
Mm. All right.
Nuclear sub. Crazy. We got a lot of birthdays today, too.
Yeah.
Ben Franklin, Al Capone, Betty White, James Earl Jones, and Jim Carrey all have a birthday today.
What a group.
Yeah. And Ben Franklin just elected to the Wisconsin State Legislature.
He's getting up there in years, but
he's got a lot of experience.
Now he's representing De Pere.
Okay.
Huh.
The actual guy named Ben Franklin.
Right, and there's a couple other people with like historical names in the legislature now, right? There's
Jesse James.
Yeah. Six gun toting Jesse. You can recognize him when you see him at the Capitol. Steering clear.
Okay.
All right.
That's it. That's all, huh?
It's a little short today.
Okay. It happened on this day as if you cared.
This portion of the John and Gordy Morning Show is brought to you by Verlo Mattress, where you can sleep better, dream bigger on handcrafted Verlo Mattress. You can find them on Madison's east side or on the west side, or go online at verlo.com and be sure to ask about their lifetime guarantee on their mattresses.
I'm going to tell you what, let's throw something in real quick here, cut 82, all right? And this is something about the billionaires being a little masculine. You know, I see a lot of female billionaires out there. And Mark Zuckerberg was talking about this, and he has this preoccupation now with being masculine. And that's all because he's taking Taekwondo. Let's listen to this thing.
Okay. For me, it's just I think a lot of the corporate world is like pretty culturally neutered. And I don't know. There's something the kind of masculine energy I think is good, and obviously society has plenty of that, but I think corporate culture was really like trying to get away from it.
Yeah,
and I do think that there's just something. It's like I don't know, these forms of energy are good, and I think having a culture that like celebrates the aggression a bit more has its own merits that are really positive. Just like having a thing that I can just like do with my guy friends and like, and it's just like we just like beat each other a bit. I don't. It's good.
It's good.
It's one thing to say we want to be kind of like welcoming and make a good environment for everyone, and I think it's another to basically say that masculinity is bad. And I just think we kind of swung culturally to that part of the kind of.
For
the
a reason,
where you know, it's all like, okay, masculinity is toxic. We have to like get rid of it completely. Yeah. It's like no, like
not
it's
completely.
Both
but...
of these things are good, but I do think the corporate culture sort of had swung towards being this somewhat more neutered thing. Yeah. And I didn't really feel that until I got involved in martial arts, which I think is still a much more masculine culture.
Oh, you're so masculine.
Not that it doesn't
now.
Try to be inclusive in its own way, but but I think that there's just a lot more of that energy there. And I just kind of realized it's like, oh, this
is
like
how you become successful at martial arts. You have to be at least somewhat aggressive.
Yeah.
Oh, man. So,
boy.
So, changing the rules, what can be and can't be on Meta's sites is one way of being very masculine, right?
Okay. All right.
Having threats out there, but disclaimers, but threats, very masculine, Mark. Very nice.
He's growing his hair out again. Did you notice that?
He's got the weirdest damn hair.
It's always been strange.
But... It's always curly and crazy, right?
Yeah. Now that he's growing it out a bit. He had it really, really short. It looked very weird that way,
Well,
too.
The thing is, he's a geek, and he's a weird-looking geek. And he's getting back at everybody now with,
becoming masculine?
Becoming masculine and
aggressive.
Martial arts. Wow.
Look out.
By the way, he found himself in martial arts. This is how insecure he is about his masculinity.
Yeah? Okay.
Wow.
Okay.
It's sickening.
Coming up, we will get into Bob Uecker, his life and times, on John and Gordy in the Morning.
Yep.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
Kidding. 92.7. WMDX. Okay. John and Gordy in the Morning, Twin Peaks.
Mm-hmm. We're noting the passage of David Lynch yesterday.
We are.
Twin Peaks. A lot of great movies, too. Right?
Well, I wouldn't call them great. I thought they were really, really...
different.
Different. Not good.
Mulholland Drive?
Kind of slow. Oh, no, yeah. Some of the other movies he has done, yes.
Yeah.
Very good movies, yeah. I was thinking of the Twin Peaks movies.
Oh, those,
you
yeah.
You don't want to go see. confusing, pointless, and I think you could describe that of the end of Twin Peaks, too, series. You know, he had planned to do a follow-up Twin Peaks.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
He was
season
going to,
three.
Yeah, I think on Showtime. Mm. I think he was going to do it there. Yeah. And it's funny too because not so much funny that he passed away, but he passed away, and then we heard a promo from Pete Schwabe in regards to Twin Peaks coming out on Blu-ray.
Oh,
so,
really?
Yeah, it's scheduled to come out right away. So
yeah, the Elephant Man, Blue Velvet. Let's see. What was the other one?
Yeah, Blue Velvet was...
Eraserhead?
A psycho movie. And the thing about that movie is it brought back this horrible, horrible song, Blue Velvet, from Bobby Vinton, I believe.
Oh, right. Yes.
And,
oh, my God.
And I hated Bobby Vinton more than anything.
Boy.
Every time he came on Top 40 Radio, I just,
You and me both, brother.
Man.
My sister was in love. My older sister loved Bobby Vinton.
Oh, my God.
Play that crap all the time.
I
oh,
know.
My God.
Every time he came on, I thought, why are they playing this guy?
He's know.
He doesn't belong.
Horrible.
You know, they played Andy Williams, all this other stuff. That was,
Perry
you know, Como. I was okay with that. But, you know, when Bobby Vinton, God.
It's terrible.
Could not handle
it.
But Blue Velvet worked in the movie, and then I liked the song after I saw it in the movie, even though I hated the movie.
There you go.
All right. So there you go, a little bio, and I'm sure everybody was interested in that. Hey, let's get to, you know, we were talking about a little bit later on this hour, we're going to talk about Canada and Denmark, going to war with them. And you mentioned a movie that you couldn't think the name of, and we've got to thank John in Madison for filling us in.
The Mouse That Roared.
The Mouse That Roared.
It's the name of the movie with Peter Sellers, where this little tiny country takes on the United States, goes to war with the United States, just because they figure if they lose the war, then their economy will be propped up again.
Life mimicking war. Okay, now let's
go. Bob Uecker.
Yeah, let's go to Bob Uecker. Passed away at the age of 90, almost 91.
Mm-hmm.
Would have been 91 later this month.
First up, we have this ABC News report from David Muir.
All right.
This is, here we go.
Funny tonight here, celebrating Mr. Baseball. They called him Mr. Baseball. Bob Uecker, a backup catcher turned comedian turned Hall of Fame broadcaster turned legend.
And this place is going bonkers.
Born and raised in Milwaukee, he reached the majors with his hometown team, the then Milwaukee Braves, in 1962. But he would become better known after playing baseball, a frequent on The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson.
Mr. Baseball, Bob Uecker.
It was Carson who first called him Mr. Baseball.
Now, this picture must be obviously of an exciting exciting moment.
Yes, this is on a day when the ball club found out that I wasn't playing.
His sense of humor, his self-deprecating style, earning him fame and affection.
You're in the wrong shape, buddy. Come on.
Oh, I must be in the front row.
This ad campaign for Miller Lite in the 80s.
Vaughn into the windup in his first offering. Just a bit outside.
In 89, starring in the film Major League, he was Harry Doyle. Bob Uecker would always return home to Milwaukee, giving the play-by-play for the Brewers for 54 seasons.
Here it is. Swing and a drive.
With that signature catchphrase.
Way back. Get up. Get up. Get out of here and go.
Tonight, the Milwaukee Brewers, the team he loves so much, announcing Uecker's passing after a battle with small cell lung cancer. Tonight, Bob Uecker, in his own words.
Of all the things that I've done, this has always been number one, baseball. I could never wait for everything to get over to get back to baseball. No matter what else I ever did, baseball was the only way I wanted to go.
Great stuff.
One of a kind.
I mean, hearing
hilarious.
His voice calling the plays, no one could do that. I mean, he was truly the voice of baseball. And, you know, I'm not a sports fan in any way, shape, or form. Mm-hmm. You know, I like the Packers a lot, but baseball was okay. But, you know, Uecker was just unbelievable and truly a great personality calling the plays.
The fans loved him, but the players also loved him. You know, he'd go down to the locker room every game, the home at Miller Park. And he had his own locker down there still.
I wonder, you know, what was it like, you know?
Yeah.
Was he like a stand-up comedian in the locker room?
He had a lot of fun. He had a lot of fun.
Well, you know, he was inducted into the Hall of Fame, and during his speech, this is how he started off, and it's very Wisconsin. I just love this. Listen to Bob Uecker at the Hall of Fame.
I was born and raised in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Actually, I was born in Illinois. My mother and father were on an oleomargarine run to Chicago back in 1934 because we couldn't get colored margarine in Wisconsin. On the way home, my mother was with child, me, and the pain started, and my dad pulled off into an exit area, and that's where the event took place. I remember it was a nativity-type setting. An exit light shining down. There were three truck drivers there. One guy was carrying butter. One guy had Frankfurters, and the other guy was a retired baseball scout who told my folks that I probably had a chance to play somewhere down the line. I remember it being very cold. It was January. I didn't weigh very much. I think the birth certificate says something like 10 ounces. I was very small. and I remember the coldness on my back from the asphalt. And I was immediately wrapped in swaddling clothes and put in the back of a 37 Chevy without a heater. And that was the start of this Cinderella story that you're hearing today.
Yeah.
I did not have a lot of ability as a kid. My dad wanted me to have everything that everybody else had. I think the first thing that he ever bought me was a football. And I was very young, and he didn't know a lot about it. He came from the old country. And, we tried to pass it and throw it and kick it, and we couldn't do it, and it was very discouraging for him and for me. And we almost quit. And finally, we had a nice enough neighbor came over and put some air in it. And what a difference.
Oh, my God. It is great stuff,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
It was a long speech, but it was entertaining just like that all the way through. So it was hard to find a good spot to just cut it off. But that is Bob Uecker.
He was so dry in his delivery of all these.
He never laughed.
No.
Even at Carson.
Even
never
on
broke a
especially
smile.
Especially on Carson.
Was just super serious.
Yeah, Johnny loved
him. Carson was just throwing barbs at him all the time, you know, making baseball jokes.
Yeah.
And, you know, Bob would just sit there straight-faced.
Yeah.
Now, he did an ad, beer ad, and let's check that out. That's our next cut here.
You know, one of the best things about being an ex-big leaguer is getting freebies to the game. Call the front office, bingo. And once these fans recognize me, I probably won't even have to pay for my light beer from Miller.
Down it, crack!
I love them. These fans know I drink light because it's less filling and it tastes great. Good seats, huh?
You're in the wrong shape, buddy. Come on.
Oh, I must be in the front row.
Light beer from Miller. Everything you always wanted in a beer and less.
Good seats, eh, buddy? He missed the tag!
Yeah, in the ad, he's in the nosebleed section.
Yeah, way up top.
Yeah, way up there. They really have a lot of respect for him.
By the way, they have a plaque there, right?
They have a statue of him.
Yeah.
I think I posted it on the Facebook site. Actually, I tried to do that. I think I might have succeeded. My wife and I are up in the stands with his statuette sitting up there, and it's great stuff.
Very cool.
Okay, now, I picked a clip out of the last interview that he did.
Okay.
It was very recent. And I got to tell you a little story on this. When I was in broadcast school, I did...
Keep it quick because we're a little short on time, but we'll get to it, though.
But I had to interview a celebrity for broadcast school, and I picked Merle Harmon, which was Bob Uecker's partner in calling the plays.
Mm-hmm.
And he was the original one, and Bob Uecker finally took over. But Merle Harmon had stores and all that kind of stuff, so that was my very first celebrity interview. So let's go, let's play a little bit more of Bob Uecker's last interview.
How did the opportunity present itself to call games?
When I got released as a player, they told me I was going to work with Merle Harmon and a guy named Tom Collins. I'm doing the fifth inning. They let me do play-by-play, and they had made it up between the two of them that they were going to get up and leave me. When I listened to that old tape, it sounds like the Chipmunks.
He stays! The Brewers lead 4-3!
We'll be looking for you out here, folks. But I took over the broadcast as the lead guy, and I'm still here.
Bouncer, double play ball.
You know, I've been here 54 years I've been doing this. Just the fact that, you know, I've been able to do it, that's the one thing. I haven't done anything where I've overstepped my boundaries by any means.
Why keep doing it?
Tom, I don't have anything else to do, for one thing. That's the other thing. My stimulus check stopped. So I don't get those anymore. I need to make some payments. And this gas thing is killing me.
Would you welcome Bob Uecker?
Maybe I wasn't the greatest player of all time, but fans, they forgive and forget.
Bob, you then began this incredibly prolific career outside of baseball in entertainment. Mr. Baseball, what is the origin of that title?
Well, that came from a Tonight Show one night. You know, they said I did 100 Tonight Shows. I don't know if I did or not. That's what they said. I did it because I got along so good with Johnny. I was actually scared to death, really. But the show went good. And as we're saying goodnight, I hear Johnny say to Ed McMahon, you know, they shake hands with you and then you walk off. And I hear Johnny say to Ed, did that guy really play baseball? And Ed said, I think so.
Major League.
Post-game show is brought to you by...
You know, I knew it was going to be good.
Christ, I can't find it. The hell with it.
It was automatic, Tom, for me. I mean, honest.
And rookie sensation Ricky Vaughn on the pitch now. Just a bit outside. He tried the corner and missed.
When they told me to do whatever I wanted, that's got to be just a bit outside. You know, I got to get on the umpire some way.
Who's the most famous person in your phone?
Probably myself. You know, the ones that leave, I leave them in there just, you know, for proof.
The best commercial is Bob Uecker for the front row.
How often, Bob, does somebody shout that to you?
Always.
Yeah. How do you respond?
I've been in the front row. I've been in the front row my whole life, man. I mean, when it comes to this.
You were a catcher.
Yes, I was. Chaser.
Long one to right. The Brewers have won the American League pennant.
90 years old.
Yeah.
How old do you feel?
I feel 90. You know, I'm starting to become the senior citizen around here. But to come here every day, go in the clubhouse, and be around those guys every day, they treat me like I'm still one of the players.
Now the stretch. Coming back 2-2. Outside he missed.
It's great stuff, isn't it?
It really is, yeah.
Final interview and just a fantastic guy.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
We got a little bit more we're going to get to, right?
Yep. Yeah.
Got him at Wrigley.
Yeah, he's singing the song.
Singing the national anthem.
But he changed it a little bit, so we'll listen to that in just a few moments.
Coming back with more of John and Gordy.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
WMDX. Celebrating Twin Peaks. John and Gordy in the morning, and we've got one more clip here from Bob Uecker. And he was out at Wrigley Field, and, you know, they get guests in there all the time to sing Take Me Out to the Ball Game.
Yeah, seventh inning stretch. Yeah. That's what they do. And, of course, Uecker had Pat Hughes for a partner for a long time. And Pat Hughes eventually went to the Cubs.
Yeah.
More than 20 years ago. I don't know how long ago.
Yeah.
But Pat Hughes would always welcome Bob Uecker into his booth and vice versa whenever the Cubs and the Brewers were playing against each other. You know, that always happened.
If fans were okay with having Bob Uecker.
Oh, sure.
Singing the song, so let's play it.
All right, let me hear you, folks. A one, a two, a three. Take me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jack. I don't care if I never get back. I'll root for the Brewers. You do the same for the Cubs. So it's one, two, three strikes, you're out at the old ball game. Thank you very much.
Oh, man.
Uke. Yeah, that was great.
Yeah. Downtown Milwaukee was lit up in blue in honor of Bob Uecker last night. It says here, summers in Milwaukee will never be the same.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
And people were putting a light beer next to his statue out front
of
the stadium. I saw some video of that. Yeah. All right. One of a kind.
He was. Going to be missed. He was. Yeah. Now let's get to more insane things, and this is our challenge to Canada. We are.
Why are we challenging?
You know,
Canada?
The thing here is, we're proposing tariffs on Canada. Now, Trump is an idiot. No one is brave enough to explain to him what tariffs will eventually do to the cost of products in this country. They're all afraid to say anything to him to explain the truth, and he doesn't want to hear it. So he is proposing major tariffs on Canada. Mm-hmm. Canada's freaking out over all of this. There was a meeting last week at Mar-a-Lago, and it wasn't just any meeting. It was facilitated by Kevin O'Leary from Shark Tank. I can't believe he did
this. Who's a Canadian.
Yeah. And Premier Smith went down to Mar-a-Lago to talk to Trump, and nothing like this has ever happened before. This premier went down there. She didn't tell anybody in Canada she was doing this. Who knows what they had talked about? Trump's tariffs would devastate Canada's economy, push Canada into a recession by mid-2025, cost every Canadian about $1,900 annually, drive inflation to 7.2, they're predicting, lead to 150,000 job losses. But the impact on Alberta would be even worse than that, and that's where this particular premier came from, and that's Alberta. Now, let's listen to this cut here. This is cut 80.
This press conference was planned to be premiers only. But after a day-long meeting, they decided to share the podium with the Prime Minister.
There's never been a time that's more important for Canadians to be united.
Mostly united, perhaps not all.
I will point out that Danielle did join us for the conversation and contributed significantly.
Alberta's Danielle Smith joined virtually from Panama. A few days ago, she met Donald Trump at Mar-a-Lago, a trip she made without telling the federal government or other premiers.
We didn't get a heads up, no. I'm interested in learning more.
Smith refused to sign Wednesday's joint statement among the federal and provincial governments.
There will always be robust discussions around this table. Everyone has a job that is defending the interests of their own constituents, their own industries.
Smith posted her explanation on social media, criticizing Ottawa for continuing to float the idea of cutting off energy supply to the U.S. and imposing export tariffs.
That's her choice. That is her choice. But I have a little different theory. I have a different theory that protect your jurisdiction, but country comes first. Canada's a priority.
There you go. Priority not to become the 51st state, okay? And this is our neighbor. This is our major trading partner, and we're treating them like this. We want to crash their economy to teach them a lesson. I know, but this is his style of governing, right? I mean, this is insanity. To destroy the economy of our northern trading partner is just unconscionable. I can't figure out why anybody would want to do this.
But this is what he does. He always makes these, you know, grandiose statements, right, and throws out all this stuff to get the discussion going that we want to do whatever we want to do with Canada.
You're right.
There's no way they're going to be, want to become the 51st state. First of all,
well, no, and,
that's not. Know, it's just gonna, not going to happen.
They're their own country. What are we going to absorb it like Ukraine? You know what?
It doesn't work like that.
And I think that's what he's doing here. He's mimicking. He's trying to be like Putin.
Yeah.
You know, take the countries around you, absorb them.
Yes.
And this is what he admired. This is what he likes. Mm-hmm. We didn't expect this when we elected him.
Right.
So here we go.
Yep. Coming up in about a half hour, Jimmy K will be in for Rocker with a Maxine preview. And also, right around the corner, we're going to talk to James Kelly about the Leinenkugel closure. Mm-hmm. Try saying that fast five times.
I'm not going to try.
No, okay. That's coming up.
Let the sun shine. It's the John and Gordy Show.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community.
Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.